A gra on Rus. Regretfully, for some reason which I do not know, the sefer is not so easily accessible. The yeshiva does not own it. I had to get it off the computer. I once saw this years ago, and I can never find it again. But we'll see. The ma'isa, there is, I think, two very beautiful shmuzim, maybe three, but basically two or three very beautiful shmuzim on this gra. The pasuk says that Nami was tried to convince Rus not to go with her, to be megayer, and then and she was telling her all the reasons not to. And the pasuk says in pasuk Yidches, "Vatera ki mitzametzes hi leleches ita, v'altech tadabrei leha." So the simple translation means "Vatera" means Nami saw. That Rus was fighting, was putting up a lot of effort. Mitzametzes means pushing herself. It was like hard. She was fighting. She was putting in effort. Lalechas ita, to go with her. So therefore, so Nami stopped talking to her, which means, simple pshat means, that she saw that Rus was pushing very hard. She was fighting. She was insisting. Yes, yes, yes. She was putting a very big insisting. But the Gra, in his Gainus, learns, Mitzametzes hi leleches, means not that she was fighting Nami, but she was fighting herself. That he's learning that it was hard for her to walk. Mitzametzes hi leleches, ita. That Nami, who was much older than her, was walking, so to speak, faster, easier. And Nami saw that Rus was having a hard time to keeping up. She was hard to walk. And he says as follows. He says that the Yetzirah, when the Yetzirah can't get a person to do Averis, the Yetzirah comes and suggests you to do mitzvahs, which what looks like a mitzvah, but really is an Avera, because it's disguised as a mitzvah, which is an Avera, which is disguised as a mitzvah. And that is what Nami here was suspecting. Nami was suspecting that Rus was not being megayer. Maybe she wasn't even sincere. Maybe she didn't even want to be megayer. She was, but rather, she was just interested in getting a shidduch, getting the money, something in there to suggest some kind of ulterior motives of why she wants to go with Nami. She thinks this way she'll get some great shidduch. She'll maybe get it and whatever. And that would be an Avera, that she's going, she's putting on a fake show, she's not really Megayer, so the whole thing would be an Avera. So that is what Nami suspected, that Rus, it was the Yetzirah, was fooling, was playing a trick, and was tricking us into thinking we're doing a mitzvah when we're really doing an Avera. He says it would also be tricking Rus too, it's pretty clear from the Gra. So how then the Gra says in the first large line, so if you want to test im ba the other mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah, im umi ayetzahara olo. So now we have a shayla. If sometimes the yetzahara can trick you and tell you to do a mitzvah, and really it's an avera, but he disguised the avera as a mitzvah. So how do you know? So he said there's a test. Yavkin be'esa see it's a mitzvah. You test yourself when you see how you're doing the mitzvah. If your body moves quickly, easily, then so if you're doing the mitzvah, excited, so much simcha, so then right? You see yourself doing a mitzvah, which is not such an easy mitzvah, and you're doing it when it's lavish. This is gevaldic. Oh, it's so much, right? So then you got to be nervous. It's mistama. There's a ruba de ruba. It's from the Yetzirah. Ki eich yochol yoshev vore haguf hakvedim. Because your body is naturally, it's physical. Shemei for yisoidam. May offer yisoidam. Sorry, mitivam leilich achar taivis haguf. The body usually listens to the guf, to the taivis. And here the taivis, the Yetzirah, if it's really a mitzvah, the Yetzirah will be telling you not to do it. So the body is a first response to the Yetzirah. So if the Yetzirah is telling you not to do it, then your body should not want to do it. So how is it that you're doing the mitzvah with so much simcha of Islavas? Must be it's the Yetzirah. But if you see, fakir, that your body is moving sluggishly, it's hard to get yourself to do it, there's something fighting in you internally that says, I don't want to do it, I don't want to get out of bed, I don't want to go to Minyan, I don't want to learn today. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So that's a raya, that it's the Yetzer Tov and it's a mitzvah. So he says, so Nami, therefore, in this case, was unsure of Rus, whether she was doing a mitzvah or an avera. So she used this test. So when she saw that Rus was having difficulty walking, that's what he says. Where does he say this? And the next to last line, Vafkan, Einichol Leinich Acharecha. Rus wasn't able to keep up with Nami. After he saw Saisa Bachura Mimana, even though she was much younger, built the Amitz Aguf. She had to fight her, push herself. Nami was walking too hard, fast. Slow down, Nami. You're going so fast. I can't go so fast. So how is it that Rus, who's so many years younger, couldn't keep up with Nami? Tara says, because her body was fighting against it. So that was a raya that was a shame shamayim, and the Gra says this is a suggestion for not just for here, but this is a reitzah lifchon. Anytime a person wants to test himself, this is right. If you're in a shame shamayim or not, this is what you do. So I think there are, as I say, two very beautiful shmuzim here. The first shmuz is just to set though the little bit the kriyach atzir. There's a pasuk. If you turn over the sheet, there's a pasuk that later Boaz tells her that everything that I was told to you, whatever you did. So the Targum Unkelis translates the pasuk there, and it's reading the Targum. The Itmar Alai bin Avua, I was told in Avua, the Osei din the Mifik Minach Malach and Avim, you're going to get a tremendous reward. This is Boaz talking to Ruth when the first time he meets her. You're going to get the reward that you're going to come out from Malachim, the kings. Malchus Beis David comes from Rus, not no one else. That's such an amazing schus. And Nevi'im, also Nevi'im. I'm not familiar which Nevi'im, but it also came from Rus. Begin, because to Vusa, because of the chesed, to Avata im Chamosech, the chesed you did to your mother-in-law, to Parnosis Yosach Basar Demais Balech, that you supported her after your husband died, v'shavakt, and you left the chalta v'imech, you left your God and your nation, ovech v'imech, your mother and your father, arech v'ratech, your land and your culture, country, your youth, v'ozad is gayer, and you went to me misgayer, v'nemesev bein am Hashem, am dilo ishtamudoilach, to go with a nation you didn't know, v'yismulei become what you didn't know previously. So when Rav Shiva learned that Boaz was telling her that at a nevuah that you're going to get this amazing, amazing reward because you did two amazing mitzvahs. One is that you supported your mother-in-law, and two is that you were misgayer. So Shiva said a shmuz, which is not for now, that how can you compare the two mitzvahs? And he said this, a shmuz, where Shiva said numerous times, that a mitzvah that's done, even an easy mitzvah, supporting the mother-in-law was much easier than the mitzvah of going to Megayer, but an easy mitzvah which is done the Leif Shalem has the same schar as a difficult mitzvah if you're committed with Leif Shalem and commitment. Okay, but that's, I'm not, you can read Rashi with a very beautiful shmuz. But the Maisa, what the Pasuk is saying, that Rus did in her lifetime two amazing mitzvahs. She did, I'm sure, many mitzvahs, but these were like the two highlights of her lifetime, the two greatest mitzvahs. And for those two mitzvahs, she got this tremendous reward that she became the mother of the Malchus and the Nevi'im. Now, most people don't get such reward, surely not for supporting their mother-in-laws and not for being Megayer. Regular gear doesn't get such amazing reward. But pshat is, why did Rus get such an amazing reward? because she did these two mitzvahs b'leiv shalem. That was Rav Shiva's whole point. What's up is the mitzvah of supporting a mother-in-law. And she said, that's not the, necessarily the greatest mitzvah in the Torah. But for whatever reason, that mitzvah she did b'leiv shalem with commitment, and also so the geiris. So she did these two mitzvahs with total commitment, total leiv shalem. So therefore, the sincerity and the commitment and the leiv shalem transformed these two mitzvahs, which were, I'm not belittling the mitzvahs, were in themselves chashuva mitzvahs, so such amazing, amazing mitzvahs, that she got this schar that no one else gets, that she's going to be the mother of Melucha and Nevi'im. Okay, so that's just the background. So the shaila is, the first shaila, and as a typical, well, the most obvious shmuz. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the greatest, one of the world's greatest tzaddikim, Sitkanias. She's going to perform a tremendous mitzvah of being Megayer. She's doing the mitzvah with tremendous simcha, leiv shalem. She's doing it Hashem Shemayim. Otherwise, she wouldn't have gotten such an amazing reward. She's coming to do, you know the great, and what? And it says her physically, she was so much torn that she couldn't even walk. She couldn't keep up with Nami. You know, we would think she'd be running, right? Oh, she's so excited. This is, you know, this is my grand mitzvah. I love mitzvahs. This is my chance to be Megayer, to become kind of Klal Yisrael. I would think that Rus would be flying. She'd be up to, running faster than anyone. She'd win the Olympic world raid race. I would think she has so much hislavas. I'm doing a mitzvah, such a great mitzvah. And after this mitzvah brings so many more mitzvahs. And Rus is a tzadekas. She can't keep up with Nami. So it's such a fascinating shmooze that we're so unrealistic. This is in the kayach of the Eight Sahara that we sometimes have this illusion. We think, oh, if I'll be in yeshiva and I'll become it, I'm coming to yeshiva and I'll learn for a year or two and then I'll be a tzaddik and all my Eight Saharas will go away and it'll be, you know, smooth sailing. I'll never have any Sayin of Taiv anymore. I'll never have any Hirurim. I'll never have any Eight Saharas. I'll just go and do mitzvahs day and night and I'll be besimcha and, you know, dancing and mitzvahs and everything will be great. It's not so simple. A person has the Eight Sahara. Rus, the tremendous tzaddikas, has the Eight Sahara. When she's doing a mitzvah, the greatest mitzvah, and she's doing it b'leiv shalem, she has a tremendous Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah is so strong that it doesn't even allow her to walk at the regular speed. That's human nature. That's the way that Kosh Baruch Hu created Teva HaAdam. People have Yetzirahs. And it's a mistaken impression to think that we can just simply, you become, okay, we'll learn a year or two, and then the Yetzirah is bato mevuto. Now everything, life is, and vice versa, what we happen when we get a Yetzirah, we get all flustered. Ayvei, I must be a Rasha. I don't want to get up for minyan. Must be something wrong with me. I don't want to come to, I don't feel like learning today. What's wrong with me? You know, what kind of yeshiva guy am I? A yeshiva guy and I don't want to come to Minyan. A yeshiva guy and I don't feel like learning. I want a vacation. Whoa, there's something wrong with me, right? There's nothing wrong. That's normal human nature. That's the first shmooze. It's a very powerful, enlightening shmooze. That Rus, the greatest tzaddikas, has these strong Yetzirahs that's to the point that she can't walk without pushing herself, without in a normal speed, she has difficulty. Okay. The second shmuz is a little different, but it's the same point, same idea. It's a different, you know, just a different angle. Nami, it's an amazing thing. Rus here is doing the world's greatest mitzvah. Yet Nami is trying to convince her not to do it. Why? Because Nami suspects that she's doing an Aveira. And the Gra says that it was a real chash. It wasn't Nami was crazy. It was a real chash. And the only way Naomi knew is from this test. So it's an amazing thing. I mean, the person just stammed that you can have the same action, which could be bevas achas, if done with the right intention, one of the world's greatest mitzvahs. If done with the wrong intention, could be an aveira. That itself is a chiddush. But what's a bigger chiddush is, as Mahashmir from the Gra, that not only Nami couldn't tell, but even where Gra says, "Vareitzel livchon," meaning myself, I'm doing an action. There's two choices. I could be either doing the world's greatest mitzvah, or I could be doing the world's greatest aveira. It depends on my kavana. Well, how do I know? I mean, how do I know? Don't I know what my kavana is? Right? When I'm throwing this rock for Shabbos, don't I know whether I'm throwing it because I enjoy throwing rocks or I'm throwing it because I really care about Shabbos? Don't I know what I'm thinking? Come on, am I in tune to my feelings? Couldn't Ruth know, is she being megayer because she wants to become Jewish, or is she megayer because she wants a husband? Just look in yourself and see what you're feeling. When I have to do the Gra's test to see if my body is moving fast. It's simple. If I want to know, I have an action. If I'm throwing rocks because I want to break the guy's windshield wiper and I hate the guy, and when I'm in his windshield, I hate the guy, and I get, it's fun to break cars, then it's an aveira. If I'm throwing rocks because it bothers me so much, chiddush Shabbos, let's say, and I don't know if that's a mitzvah, but let's say it'll be a mitzvah. So just look in yourself and see. You know, stop for a minute and see why. Ask yourself, why am I throwing a rock? Do I want to? No, I don't. I don't like breaking windshields. Come on. I'm doing it. Of course, I'm doing it. Shem Shemaim. Okay, you should be able to know. The Gra says a rule in Dairis, and the Gra happens to be quoted in the, I believe it's quoted in the Evan Shlema in the Kitzer, not fully. This Eitzah, that the Gra thing in Eitzah, that the person can be it's very prevalent. A person be doing something, the very same action can be a mitzvah and aveira. It all depends on your kavana, and you yourself don't even know why you're doing it, which is a tremendously scary Musar Haskel, because it means that it's possible. Right? It's possible that we do things that we think we're doing mitzvahs, and we think it's the Shem Shemayim, Hinini Muchen Mezumim, you know, the Shem Shemayim, and we think we're doing the world's greatest mitzvah, and it is possible that we're not doing it in Shem Shemayim, we're doing it for ulterior motives, we're doing it for not the Shem Shemayim Dikamot, but for Treifa motives that make it into an Aveira, and we're totally unaware. And unless we use certain tests, there might be other tests, but unless we use the test, either this test that the Gra gives or other tests, we will not know. So there's, I think, two basic shmuzim here. One is, I want it not to be in shock if we discover we have a strong Yetzer Hara, which doesn't allow us or makes it difficult for us to do mitzvahs. You should realize that's the Teva HaAdam, that even the most sincere, biggest tzaddikim, motivated, have very strong Yetzer Haras, which make, even when you want to do it, it's not a sign that I don't want to do it. The fact that because a human being is made up of two parts, and the fact that my body doesn't want to do it, and it's hard to walk, and etc., doesn't mean I'm not doing the mitzvah b'leiv shalem. It doesn't mean there's a tain on me. It doesn't mean I have a chisarin. Right, that's one shmuz. And the second shmuz is how we have to be so careful that even when we think we're doing something, which there's that the realization that the same action could be either a mitzvah and aveira, that could be a shmuz in itself, a chiddush. But the second part of that, which is, you know, chiddush number three, which is more really the main point, is that we cannot discern on our own. We would think that we can sometimes discern. Maybe sometimes we could discern, but very often we cannot discern on our own whether we're doing a mitzvah or an aveira, and we need to use certain tests. Maybe sometimes the test is to ask somebody else. Maybe someone else can discern. In this case, Yinami couldn't discern. Sometimes there are other tests, maybe, but there are. But we have to use some way of testing to make sure when, when you're in a situation, we're in action. Certain things is only, I don't say after every action. Certain things, you're sitting can say there. There is no two choices. But many things, there are two choices. And if done with the wrong kavana, it's not a mitzvah. So then you have to be worried that maybe you're doing it for the wrong intention. Right? A guy goes ahead and decides he wants to get married. No, that was just for last night. So is it are you leaving yeshiva for the right intention or for the wrong intention? Right? But there are many, many situations. You got to have to figure out whether you're doing things for the right intention or for the wrong intention. Is a very complicated shaila, and a person has to be nervous always that, that sometimes I think I'm doing a world's greatest mitzvah, and maybe I'm not. And your person himself does not necessarily know. I just wanted, not connected at all to the shmuz, but just on the back, I was looking for this gra, because I once saw this, I say many years ago, and I was trying to find it. So the yeshiva has a sefer Kohen Yoho, which is the kutim of the gra. So it did not have this gra, but it had a different gra, which I just thought was just very nice, nothing to do with the shmuz, and I have no shmuz on it, but just a very nice chiddush, something that I like to say. So as long as we found it, I think I want to say it too. The Rosh Hashiva shmuz, which was a beautiful shmuz, was on the pasuk that Boaz told her that you're going to get this amazing schar for either one of these two mitzvahs. And the Shiva said this beautiful, beautiful shmuz, which is extremely inspiring, that a person can do a relatively simple mitzvah. Shiva said that many, many people take care of their mother-in-laws after their husbands die, and they feel it's a natural thing, and it's something to be almost expected. So a person can do something which is maybe natural and expected, and it's a person has a natural push for it, but if done with shlemis, with a total commitment that I'll do it no matter what, no matter how difficult, and a kabbalah that I'm ready to, and even if it gets difficult, not necessarily it did get difficult by Ruth, but she was ready to do it if it got difficult, that gives them a tremendous schar. So the gra goes on the same pasuk that Boaz told her that you'll get Yisharim Hashem Polech Vitehei Maskurech Shlema. So the Gra is bothered by the double lashon that he tells her a double lashon of schar, Yishayim Polech Umaskir Teich. So he says a beautiful pshat the Gra, which I don't remember ever seeing. He says that Polech means a person gets paid for every action that you do. But then when a person finishes a project, or an Acher may have asked him, when a person is nifter, so it's over. So then there's a new thing when a person retires from a job. You retire, you worked hard, your term of office is over, whatever it is. Then the minig, if you did a good job, the minig of the item is they make a party for you, you're the guest of honor, they give you a gift, a farewell gift, they give you an appreciation, they give you a bonus. And depending on how rich the company is, will depend on how you are working for, how big the gift is. And he says sometimes a gift can be even greater than all your salary because the company is such a rich company and you worked sincerely for the company. Whatever position you filled for 40 years, and now you're retiring and now they're giving you, they're giving you a pension and whatever, they're sending you off with such a wonderful package. So he says that's the pasuk here. Yishanav Hashem Polech. This is a normal schar that we understand. That you get schar for your actions, for your polech. Every time you do something, every time you wake up in the morning and you daven, you got a mitzvah. Every time you learn Torah, you did a puda, you got a mitzvah. Every word, a mitzvah. But then there's a tehei maskurek shlema. Then there's for the full picture, not for the each mitzvah. You already got your schar for your mitzvah. But now comes a whole second schar, which the Gra seems to say, if you read the Gra carefully, see something that it's greater. It's a beautiful Gra. He says that we get double schar for every, assuming it depends. If a person just happens randomly, he gets up once in a while, he goes to minyan, once in a while he doesn't. Okay? So he gets schar for the minyanim that he goes to, and that's it. But if the guy is a diligent worker, he goes to Minyan every day, he does his job seriously, takes his job seriously, and he does it consistently, so then he gets double. That's what the Gra get more than double. Because besides the schar for every pulech, the Gra says he gets a schar for doing the job. For now you're retiring. Or the job retired you. The job finished, whatever it is. You retired, the job retired, the job company closed up, whatever it is. For being a diligent worker, doing the job like you were supposed to do. So the Gra says there's a whole extra reward, which seems from the Gra is even greater than the combination of all the pulech together. You think? Right? That's what he says. Right. And he says that. He says that's even in this world. And surely, he says, Ki yishanein pishnayim, you get paid double. You know, this is where the break is. Kavachomer amount. He says, Madach, this is a way. It's in this world, in a business. Kavachomer machusa derkia. Surely that's the way that Hashem in his kingdom in Shemayim works. Ki yishanein pishnayim, he'll pay double. The Re'eu to his beloved HaYisraeli Asher Avdu Kol Yamei Hayosa Chai Adam. If he worked diligently his whole life, he'll get even double. Bizesh Amadar Asher Bir Boaz is Rosh Hashanah Hashem Pishtai Shnayim. Okay, anyway, so it's a very beautiful Gra. I don't remember ever saying that besides the regular reward that we always talk about, there's an extra bonus of double. When a person goes ahead and does it diligently, consistently, then there's a double at the end of when a person finishes the job.